And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage.
That chick angel.
Welcome to the bonus. You guys were missed. Thank you. Also, I want to thank Patreon real quick just for going with us. You know, our careers are changing and rising, and we do our due diligence to make sure that we are there for you. And I can say I have never once seen a complaint about how we get to the 2 episodes in all the years. I've seen a lot of complaints about me. I don't really see many complaints on Patreon, period. But I'm always like, man, are they going to be upset that we have to shoot the main and the bonus in one day? Are they going to be upset that we're shooting 2 on Saturday? I have never seen it. And also, what's really funny, when I go through the comments to produce the episode, the amount of people who haven't even watched the bonus yet, they be asking us to talk about stuff that we covered at length. Mm-hmm. And other people be like, girl, they done talked about Angel Reese's trade the day that it happened. It always happens. So that always lets me know that people aren't necessarily always watching it the day it airs,
right,
every single time. Like, there are a lot of people who there every Tuesday, but sometimes people be like, I've been busy, or they save it for their weekend or when they have to a road trip or whatever. So I appreciate it. We work really hard. Angela and I work really hard. We rarely ever want to miss even a Tuesday live in person. If we do that, the opportunity is big, or, you know, it's a huge deal. But the Patreon podcast, making sure we do this is very important. So anyway, there's a lot to cover, some funny, some serious. Let's start off with some funny. I saw this on my walk this morning, and when I tell you, I just had a time. It's Angel's favorite minister, Kim Burrell, in rare form. And I mean, just a work of art, a work of art. Let's start from the beginning.
You don't know how to dress when you know your value, that you're worth more than the moment. You don't go to the internet and say, I'm mad about it, and here's what I'm going to say. It's easy to do. And yes, your voice would have been heard, but it's when you know your value, that you're worth more than the moment. You don't go to the internet and say, I'm mad about it, and here's what I'm going to say. It's easy to do. And yes, your voice would have been heard, but it's for the moment. And when you become better, they can go back and pull that up. Oh, really? See, that's how I have to think, because I have a job after the moment. That's why it doesn't bother me to know that people take my name and they say, drag it. Where are you going with it? My name is too heavy for you to drag. You don't know how to drag that. You don't know the potency of my value. So I don't sign up. I'm not available to, they drug her. That's incredible. If y'all believe whatever that is, but the way I assess it, I'm while you're dragging me, I care about you. Woo. Don't waste your time hating me. I already love you. It's too late. I already love you. There's nothing you can say or do. I'm gonna call her a bee to her face when I see it. When you get done, you're gonna regret that, because my love for you is not gonna make you feel comfortable that you did that. I mean that. I'm able to produce the love I'm talking about. I don't have to talk about that on the show with you and can't prove it. I'm in public all the time. Stop me in the airport like you always do. They run into love, because I learned how to love myself in private, so that when I get public and I find out that it was you that dogged me, I don't say, that was you. I already heard of you. I know what time it is. Why am I wasting time? I can't do that. They need me. They need me. You know how I know they need me? They never would have spent time talking about me if they didn't need me.
100%.
They need everybody that could ever help them. You need someone and something to remind you of your own value, because you're losing value by trying to take away from mine. You're losing value. You can't do that. So people say, oh, she's shady, she's arrogant. No, it's not arrogance. It's audacity.
Ooh.
I have lived through enough to gain audacity, momentum in my conviction. That's what you see. I've gained momentum in my convictions about my existence. And that's why I don't have any ill will against anything or anyone. People say, you apologize over and over. I will do it until whoever needs it. I don't have a problem. You need another, I'm sorry. Tell me what time. Tell me what time. Because we got to get everybody, let's get through and let's get over this. Because once we get over it, I want to know who you are now. Now that you've received your apology, who are you now? Are you still fussing? Are you still complaining? Are you still calling me out of my name? You don't want an apology. You want something else. So let's find out what you want. Now give it to you. I'm a mother. I know a cry when I hear it.
Oh.
I'm a mother. I'm a mother. I know a cry when I hear it. And you don't tell your baby who needs you. You don't tell a person who doesn't know any better, stop doing that. They don't know to stop doing. They're going to do more and more. They don't know that they should stop. You have to be a mother to give them reason of why they should stop. Show them their value. That's all.
Yeah.
When you know your value.
Why are you staring at me like that?
When I saw this, I said, oh, man, let me lay the table. Lay the table.
You know, I don't know what people think they're doing when they call themselves dragging my name. See, I lost weight, not my name. There's no GLP-1 for the name of Kim Parrell. Okay? Because I am a mother. I hear cries. What do you need? Do you need a suckle from my breast? Do you need to drink from my value? Because you don't understand the potency of Kim Burrell, the value that I have. Baby, I'm as high as gas prices. You don't understand that. You out here being a nickel. You ain't even a dime. Because that's what I do. Because it's not arrogance. It's the audacity. It's the momentum of my conviction and of my testimony that you can't catch up with. Because I know you want to cuss me out, but give it a try. Give it a try. Because I'm going to love you anyway. You want to call me all these types of nasty names? What do you really want? A snack? I'll get it for you. A happy meal? I can get that for you too. I can get it all for you. Tell me what you want. Because you want something. A pat on the back. A rub. A hot toddy. Because I am the hot toddy that you want. You need me. Because if you didn't need me, you wouldn't talk about me.
Yeah.
And I'll help you because there's so much of me to give. Yes, yes. It's not arrogance. It's not meanness. It's the truth of my conviction. And my conviction is that a lot of these people can't sing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I already love you, even though I hate you. I love you so much. I wish that you would shut up. Yes. Yes. Come, talk to me. I'll apologize for you being dumb. I'll apologize.
Yeah.
For you being a jerk. Because that is what I do. I'm too valuable. Too valuable to the kingdom of Kim Burrell. Yes. So when you think that I get upset, see, you don't know what? I don't get mad. I don't get on, I could get on the internet. Why would you say that? But why? Why? Why would I do that? No, that's audacity, not arrogance. Am I arrogant? Yes, but I'm also audacious. So you could drag along. You could take my name wherever you wanted to go because it's already been there. It's already been there. My name has a passport. While you, my dear friend, don't even have a bus pass. What you gonna do? Put my name in an Uber? Well, you better get an Uber Black, Uber XL. Because this name is too big for Uber Comfort.
Ooh. Ooh.
Too big for a birdie. Too big for a scooter.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
So please, by all means, come up to me and cuss me out like you said you would. It's not going to go well for you. It's not. Give it a try. Give it a try.
I ain't gonna hold you, Angel. When I saw that clip, I said, God, you have smiled on me. I text Angel. I said, get your glasses ready.
Because God, you knew I didn't have it today.
Oh, I said, God, you have given me a gift. You have given me a gift. Now, I ain't going to hold you. As a person whose names has been dragged, my name is too heavy to drag was a bar.
Oh, that's so good.
My name.
And shout out Isaac Curry, friend of the pod. Just letting her cook, man. Mm. Just let her go.
Isaac Curry is our Shannon Sharp. He's the gospel industry Shannon Sharp.
Love some tea.
He go get you the mess, the clicks, the views, the tea. Listen. Kim cussed them people out and didn't say nary a cuss word. True. I don't even know what the question was that prompted this.
Probably, how's your day?
Three minutes of straight me going off. You want an apology? What time?
What time? I'll give it to you.
I'll give it to you.
I'll give it to you early.
You want something else.
Yeah. Put it in your Google Calendar.
What prompted this? God bless.
Josh, she was going to get this off no matter what the question is. You know what, Kim? What's your favorite soul food side? Let me tell you what. Can't drag my name. I thought that was so nasty, so rude, but also so funny. It was just, that's a good church auntie gathering.
Is it the type of stuff that you always wish you could say?
Oh, man. This is what, when I'm getting dragged, I say this often in my group chat amongst friends. Yes, my name is too heavy for you to drag. Oh, I'll keep that with me forever.
All 270.
When you all 270, that name heavy. When you go to drag Kev on stage and people come to my defense, my name too heavy for you to drag.
My name is heavier than me, and I'm a heavy lady.
She done did a lot of wrong, but she gave me a gift in that. I said, oh, Angel. And she done gave me Angel. She done teed Angel up. Angel don't, Kim Burrell don't know what she does with Angel Tanksley alive.
Listen, what's so funny is, I was looking at my phone. I saw that you posted her in your Instagram, and I scrolled by. I didn't even listen to it. Then a couple of minutes later, I get Angel prepare. I said, "Let me go back. What's this lady talking about now, Lord?" And I said, "Oh, herself."
Yes.
Well, Lisa, you're gonna come up to me
and talk to me. You're gonna ask for a picture in the airport like you always do.
She did, and she's telling the truth. Now the haters are the biggest fans.
I said, my God, today.
The biggest.
You're not for a picture like you always do.
I'm gonna buy tickets to my concert.
She could be a wrestler. I'm here in Vegas for wrestling. When I tell you she could cut a promo if Kim Burrell was on the thing for WrestleMania, can you imagine the promo she could cut? You can't drag me. My name is too heavy. I'll see you at WrestleMania 42 Allegiance Stadium. You've been talking about me. I haven't been talking about you.
Well, you can't drag me. My name is too heavy. Pyro. Fire.
Kimberell, can't you tell? You don't like me, you can go to hell. Can you imagine her walking down the ring?
What would be her walkout music?
You come out just like Oba Femi. It's Kimberell, no. Can't you tell? Like me, you can go to hell. You can go to hell. Pyro.
I don't know why anybody would be surprised that these are the things that she could and would say. Like the things that this woman has had, what she said, I love myself in private. The things this woman has said in public already, I'm not surprised she ain't had this much stuff in the chamber.
Right now. She said that in the pulpit. I never said it
paid.
I said S-I-N.
I would pay top dollar to see into her group chat.
Oh my
God.
And if you grew up like I did with old church ladies with heavy stockings on, they was reading each other for filth to death, right in each other's face.
Yeah.
right in each other's face. Nice, nasty. I grew up on nice, nasty.
Yeah. Where you ended with a smile, mm-hmm. as if what you didn't say just cut through.
Oh my God. They could compliment, insult you. Talk about your nephew. Isn't your nephew, how's he been doing since he got home from prison? Is he okay? He's been doing well. I know he was in prison for that. Was it a robbery? I'm so glad to see him working at Whataburger now. Does he have to check in often after? Oh yeah, he's doing. How's your daughter? That's her third child, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, they're so healthy. Thank God for help. So they all have individual different dads. So that allows them plenty of time with those fathers. How are they? Because you know,
no, they don't state. They know the fact. They go now. So if that's Gerald's baby. Oh, it's not. Who's the dad? Who's the dad? I thought it was Gerald because her last baby was by Gerald, but it's not by him.
That's true. Now you're talking good, Angel. Yeah. They know the truth and they ask the wrong question because they want the right answer.
Yeah. So I mean, if it's not Gerald, then it's got to be Timothy, the first baby's father. It's not Timothy.
It's not him either. Well, where have I ain't seen you in a month of Sundays.
Yeah.
I have missed so much.
I didn't know that. Well, God bless her. You know, amen. They say the fruitful and multiply, and she is doing the arithmetic.
She's a mathematician. She's Albert Einstein. She's Oppenheimer with her.
You know, my favorite in this Kim Burrell, tell me when you're ready for me to turn on the stove. My favorite in this Kim Burrell rant wasn't my name's too heavy to drag. It's not that.
What was it?
I'm a mother.
Oh.
I know a cry when I hear one. Because my name's too heavy to brag. That is like, But the I'm a mother, I know a cry. She then again insults the people that she says she loves. And I love that for her.
Calling you a baby. Oh, I know. I couldn't get upset at a baby who wants a lollipop for breakfast. They don't know any better.
Oh, poor baby. Poor baby.
Mother, I know my child's cry when I hear it.
I know a cry when I hear one. I know one. What do you want? Similac? You need a little.
Man, I just wish we could have had, I should have had you as Kim Burrell on the airport.
Just why do you keep trying to get me?
I want my version of Saturday Night Live for the people that Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live is not covering Kim Burrell, but she needs to be covered.
Listen, Kim Burrell is her own coverage. She's definitely her own coverage. Which one do you need me to like?
They can't turn on the stove.
Well, you know,
what's up, guys?
We have our stove a little.
Put it there. Bang. Hit the screen right at the top. Boom.
It's lit. We have our stove nigga rigged right now. I have to do a little something.
Yeah, you got to hold it to the. You got to hold it to a certain angle.
Yeah, so that they don't blow up our house.
All right. We stopped to use a lighter.
You ready to move on, Angel?
You know, I don't think there's anything else that
there's nothing else
Kim could give us. But yes, she is the gift, unfortunately.
Oh my God.
That keeps on giving. Keeps on giving.
So I want to talk about now. Let's talk about it. Tina Campbell divorce. Mary.